Hey, everybody.
It's Talking Show.
Spy vs. Spy podcast for Monday.
June 25th.
25th already?
Yep. Droom even.
Nice one. Yeah, it's number 123 or something like that. It's pretty good. That's been doing a long time.
And then
collect all eight. And
it seems
then
as though feels like we've been gone forever, even though.
It's true. I was away for the weekend, so we didn't even chat without recording it.
Yeah.
And were you home, too?
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry I was late to the studio.
No, that's fine.
I had a screaming hot emergency poo.
I was hoping you weren't going to show.
Arrive on the scene. What's that?
I was hoping you weren't going to show.
Yeah. What were you going to do when your dad?
I was going to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, fuck it.
Yeah, I was over on Galliano Island. My aunt has a cottage over there, and it's a tiny island with about 1,000 people on it or something. It's beautiful. West Southern Gulf Island. And we went over there for the weekend. I went there with my sister and my brother, and we ate lots of food. We drank some booze. And we hung out, went around. It was cool. But we just got home. I just got home a couple hours ago, and then I was back because I had to get up so early because the ferries going across there are so infrequent. And so I just woke up from a little nap. Phil just woke up from a little nap. And it's almost like the Spy vs. Spy podcast woke up from a little nap.
That's right. Maybe people don't know, but we did that Friday show weeks earlier.
Yeah.
That's why there was nothing topical.
It was one from the vaults.
Yep. That's why there was nothing topical.
Yeah. We are very aware of not using any sort of time-sensitive information.
Other than saying the date.
Yeah, exactly. That could be anything, though.
Yeah. Calendaritis.
We just like to throw the dogs off the trail by waving some bacons around our butt.
I had a bacons this day.
Did you really? Me too. No, I had sausages.
I had an egg-free day, but I did baconed a turkey sandwich up.
Oh, nice.
It was good. Delish.
I had BC Ferry's traditional breakfast.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was just eggs and sausage and toast. They have okay food on the ferries. It's not bad. Usually I'm not there early enough to get the breakfast. I usually am there during the afternoon to get the burgers. They sell delicious triple low burgers from White Spot. They are good.
Are we fooding it up?
Sure, why not? The reason I had an extra emergency poo is because I made a really hot curry last night for everybody. It was cool. We went over on the island with my sister and her husband and their little boy. He's 1.5, and she's pregnant again, so there's them. And then their friends, a couple, and then my brother, and then me. So there was a bunch of us, and we all took turns cooking meals.
Nice.
So, yeah, last night I made a Thai yellow chicken curry, and it was a little spicier than I had maybe intended, but it was still pretty good. But, yeah, it gave me some dangers down below decks.
Your lady associate didn't attend?
Nah, she had work. Oh, damn, you had made me admit that I wasn't gay. Everyone thinks I'm gay. Way to go.
I meant your hag.
Thank
Sorry.
You. My beard.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. And what else did we eat? Someone cooked up some steaks. My brother cooked up some seafood chowder, which was really good. And I made fried chicken. Oh, what the? Hold on.
Oh, chicken's done.
Supposed to wake up from my nap now.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready to go. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast. Welcome to the thing, and hey, everybody.
June 25th, 2000.
Amy Poehler.
Skeletor. Hey, speaking of Saturday Night Live announcements, just to put a little pause button on the SNL tip.
By all means.
Did you know that What's-His-Face is married to What's-Her-Face?
Okay. Amy Poehler is married to Will Arnett. Is that who you were saying?
No.
Okay. Nancy Walls is married to Steve Carell.
That's the one I was going to say.
That's barely SNL related.
Well, she was cast featured featured guest,
in
associated member.
1984.
You know.
Not for very long at all. She was in that sort of, like, in-between stage.
Yeah.
Like, when they had Mark McKinney on and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sort of, and David Koechner. It was actually a lot of good people, but it was shitty.
Weird era. Yeah.
And it didn't last very long. It's sort of the, like, later, the latter day version of the Anthony Michael Hall years.
Yeah. Okay, then Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle?
Yeah.
Was he on SNL?
Yeah, and he's the only SNL cast member ever to be in the military.
Shit. What, are you reading some trivia book? Well,
no.
On your website?
Reading a bunch of stuff this morning.
I mean, Pringle chip?
Yeah.
I mean, gum wrapper?
Totally.
That's where I get all my information from, is Pringles.
Yep.
And that's how I know so much about Survivor.
Also, Jon Stewart's real last name is Leibowitz, and Stephen Colbert teaches Sunday school. So a little two sides of the same coin there.
Stevie Colbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, Oh, yeah, but I had a weird food.
Where did you find all this information out?
Oh, you know.
Wikipertus?
Yeah, here and there.
Hmm.
Yeah, I had a weird item. An unusual food item.
Okay.
Me and the boyo went to a car show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the 50s at the state fairground.
Jamie Farr helped you eat a Jeep.
Almost.
Okay.
It was a deep fried corn dog. Okay.
Aren't all corn dogs deep fried? Oh, this was like a freshly deep fried.
Well, the weird thing about this is that it was, rather than having a layer of corny mushness, the regular corn dog.
Yeah.
Outer sponging.
Yeah.
This was like egg roll.
Oh.
It was actual egg roll material with wiener inside.
Interesting.
It was scrumdiddlyumptious.
Any condiment?
No, we had them raw. Piping hot.
Nice. Did you burn yourself?
They were pretty damn hot. But we didn't burn ourselves.
You're pretty much immune to that by this point, aren't you?
Yeah, but...
From all your years of just chugging hot coffee...
Yeah. The boy's not, though. He's still got
pizza.
Pizza
comes out of oven, immediately goes into gullet.
I mean, he goes on the floor.
Yeah.
But, so we sat and waited for them to cool off a little bit. They were really good.
The cars, you mean?
It was, man, it was so hot out.
The cars were so hot. Oh,
we had to sit and, we had to find some ice cold shade to sit and chill these wieners out a little bit before we could. Scram on him, man. It was a pretty good time.
In the shadow of a giant fat man wearing a black shirt?
There was a building.
Oh.
Yeah, Spencer touched one of the black cars. He was like, whoa, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. Learned a valuable lesson.
Yep, black gets hot. He got a pretty sweet couple of toys. Some big, the big die-cast cars, not like the little Hot Wheel-sized ones, but the ones that are like bigger than a shoe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of those. One of them's a...
not big enough to put a G.I. Joe in, though, right? A mask figure?
Slightly larger than the mask guy's car, but
what's
but
in between those two?
A little bit cramped for a G.I. Joe guy.
Mm-hmm.
A little cramped. You could wedge him in there.
Yeah.
And Tilly's. He got like a 40s flatbed Ford truck that's brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that is his Camaro. But the Camaro has like the greatest paint job of any of those cars that we've ever seen, because it's painted to look really crappy, like really rusty. And
that was like that SNL commercial for the Chameleon, and it was a luxury car that looked like a beater, so no one would steal it.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Well, then yes, that it was. It had a for sale sign in the window, and the, like all this airbrushed dirt on the inside of all the seats. And
but it was a brand new Camaro.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. I mean,
I don't mean brand new, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, well, not... No, it was, I'd say early 70s.
Hmm.
Body style. I don't know. It's got the date on it, but it's upstairs.
I don't know anything about cars.
It is pretty swell, man. I tell you, it is, it was a winner of a paint job. Totally won me over. The little for sale sign in the window was like, that was the clincher for me. I was like, we should maybe get that. And... He got Lightning McQueen. Cars. A very elusive one, one we had seen before, but we could only get in a two pack with Sally.
Mm-hmm.
the one with the after he makes nice with the town and gets his big makeover. Got white wall tires and no spoiler in the back. Pretty nice.
They didn't make one of those for regular consumption?
Only in a 2-pack.
Weird.
But in the original wave, it came out as a single, but then those disappeared really quick. But I know where they disappeared too.
You're listening car to Car Talk. I mean, yeah, Cars, totally. Cars Talk.
Cars, Cars, and Wieners. That's what I got. Other than Saturday, when I did.
Which was what?
Was work on my song for Nur Ein.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
All the day I worked on that
You're
song.
You're still in it, and you didn't lose it? You managed to save your progress, and it was okay and everything? No? What happened?
Well,
what did you do?
I know. I wrote the guitar part, and it was going great, and I was, like, learning it, because it's 6 minutes of a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. So I drummed my ass off for about 2 hours. And
you should use your actual drum kit.
Sure. The final ass drummage was drumming along.
That's
along.
What you should have done for your non-traditional percussion.
Just smack my ass.
Smacking your ass in your belly.
Yeah. Yep. But it's recording one of the takes, and my beater went right through the bass drum head.
Uh-oh.
At quarter to nine, and all the guitar stores close at 8 on Saturday. So suddenly I was faced with, you know, only like a quarter of the drums recorded, and pretty badly at that.
Hmm.
But
you're good at Fruity Loops and stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at Fruity Loops, but normally what I do is if I'm going to write a song, and I know I'm going to use Fruity Loops, I'll make all the drum parts and then ride the guitar to that.
Hmm.
Doing the reverse, much, much, much harder.
Oh, yeah.
By 6:30 in the morning, I only had 3 minutes of the drums done.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I gotta
fade out the song at 3 minutes.
Right. Well,
right in the middle of the bridge.
The requirement was 6 minutes. I mean, that was the challenge. It's six minutes long. So, I actually, in an uncharacteristic move, gave myself a mulligan on the competition. I'm out of Nur Ein. I did not finish the song because, you know, at 6:30, I was like, well, if I completely bust my ass, I might be able to get this done. I might be able to get this
but
done.
But for what?
And, you know, the car show was only until 3.
Oh, yeah.
And we had plans to go to the car show, and I'm not, I'd much rather lose at anything than let a kid down, so.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I went ahead and I took the fatherly route.
Unless you're playing, you know, like, a board game with the kid, then you're all competition.
That's true.
But at least you're playing the game with the kid, and it's like, okay, well, at least we're spending quality time and doing an activity.
Yeah.
I'm gonna whip your ass at it. You gotta
learn.
Exactly. You gotta recognize. But
I do make him learn. Actually, I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, hey, how else is he gonna? Okay.
When he was 2, yes, I would give it to him.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. He doesn't have an older. I had 2 older siblings that mm-hmm. would. Whip my ass at games, and that's how I would have to learn how to play them. It's like, oh shit, I better watch what they're doing because
right.
no one's helping me. And but he doesn't have an older sibling, so he does need actual competition. You can't just be handing people, never mind just kids. You can't just hand things over all the time. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right. When they're 2 and under, yeah, go for it. Because you're only playing Candyland anyways, and it's pretty hard to.
Well,
be
memory.
You
know, we've got all those sets of memory, and that's
that is
tricky because I will at times forget where things are.
Smoke a joint before playing, and
right?
Then...
Exactly, and you know that's when we first started playing. I would definitely
you're
like,
try my best, dude.
I'd kind of help him. I'm like, well, where did you see blue with the baseball hat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now when we play, it's just total cutthroat. It's trying to distract each other all the time, and
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of chops, a lot of kicks.
Because check it out, when he gets to an age where he's playing shit with other kids more and more, like when he's in full-time school and all that,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be more of that. And if he's constantly getting whipped, you know, like he's going to be pretty down on himself.
Yeah,
you have to prepare him for the harsh realities of, you know, the non-real world.
Yep.
Do you think they should make a real-world television program about an elementary school or preschool?
You know, there's that new CBS show. You gonna watch that?
I don't know.
I'm so pumped
to catch
about
a
that.
Predator?
No, it's called like Kid Town or something like that.
Oh.
They take this old west ghost town, right? And they
Christ.
Seriously, and they dump off like 40 kids.
What? This is not a good idea.
And there's no adults except for the cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
and the kids are like, it's like, all right, kids, go ahead,
run this town,
do it.
Oh my god.
Yep. It's like
that's that pretty cool, actually.
Lord of the Kids thing, except nice. It's Kid Town. But apparently, they're not going to focus. You know, it's all shot and everything, and they chat it all up.
Sure.
At the end of every episode, rather than like, you know, all right, one of you kids has to die. You know, it's instead of that, it's they focus on the positive.
Oh.
Which is going to be an interesting little.
Here's what they were actually able to accomplish.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm interested in that. Me too. Good. Sounds better than a lot of other stuff. I don't care about people dancing. Go fuck yourself.
I'm a pirate master, man. You see, you know, that jive.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
no,
I told you about
that. That's like a fake Survivor type
deal.
It's
so gruesome, dude. It's so gruesome.
What's the deal?
Oh, it's just... Well, they finally got the... You know, there's the one guy that I was like convinced was a plant, Jodan, who's the captain right away. And they've gone through a couple other captains now of like the... from what I can tell, real folks...
Mm-hmm.
Just some schmuckery, just total. I don't know, man. This one dude, Azmuth, got the hat. And he was the captain and whatnot. And as soon as he became the captain, he started talking in like the worst British accent ever. I mean, he was totally like champing it up, like
really.
Oh, it's so grisly.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
I mean, he was starting to talk like Champ does.
Oh well, how would he know? Hypothetically.
No. He's a dude.
Okay. I know, I'm just fucking with you. Do they need to act like that? Is it?
No. In fact, like after he,
it's a reality show, right?
It's not a story. No. So then they had everyone had it. You know, shot of like every single person going on up to the camera was like, "What the hell is up with that accent? Why is he talking with that accent? I just talked to him yesterday. He wasn't talking like that." Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, but he lost right away. Because the goal, all the show is the beginning of the show is like, previously on Booty Snatch, Pirate Master. And like, it's 20 minutes of what happened on the last episode. So that's, you know, 5 minutes of that recap is like the recap from the previous episodes.
Right.
And then it's them scrubbing a boat in hot pants. And then, But then the real meat of the show is they're like, they gotta go find this treasure. And they divide up into teams and they go run around on this island and try to find treasure. And it's like the guy is fronting that it's like some pirate hid this chest that's got 12 sets of clues in it, and it's all like, we saved it all for you. No one went and found this treasure. It's all out there, but it's like all these prop skeletons and stuff that
right,
are like the clues to where it is. And it's, I don't know, like this was painted.
The treasure is gonna turn out to be like a case of Mountain Dew or something.
Well, it is. I mean, it is like gold coins or whatever, and you know they've talked about the conversion, and you know there's twenties of thousands of dollars flying around all the time, which the captain gets most of, whoever's captain at the time. So
I see.
The
whole team wins the money and then they split it, but the captain gets more.
Oh yeah, or, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. The team they okay, it's.
But you lose team members, I assume, somehow?
The teams are different every time.
Oh.
But
if
the captain's team loses, then they get a new captain.
Okay. So it's, sounds pretty...
It's kind of...
needs.
That part of it is cool. But the... Boy, the pomp and the... Just the...
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's the actual prize money valued at? $1 million? $500,000?
I think the grand total is probably $1 million, yeah.
Okay, because there's some shows, new shows sometimes, when you can tell they're a little bit budget and whatever, they're like, you can win $500,000.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's $1 million total.
I think on Survivor, I think they should up that prize money.
Yeah?
Seems like they go through a lot of shit and get, you know, physical harm done to... I know people think it's all bogus and stuff, but they, you know, they get, like, fucking parasites and...
I don't think that it's... No. I don't think it's bogus. No, I believe in Survivor, man.
No, I like it too, but I mean, a lot of people think it's... Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, as soon as the cameras go off, they're all eating and shit. Well, regardless of that, they go through a lot of shit, and everyone gets sick at the end of it, and it's all fucking... I don't know. People come back from that all messed up.
You can definitely tell, when you watch that show from week to week, people are definitely... getting skinnier, getting more heavier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they're falling all over the place because they're dehydrated and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, uh-oh, Boo shaved. Now we can't shoot another episode for 3 weeks.
That's right. Yeah, totally.
Whoops.
I always wonder, that's one of the, I hope one day, or maybe they've already done this, I don't know, someone's got to write an expose, and I don't care about too much of the behind-the-scenes stuff, but I just kind of want to know, like, about the shaving and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the girls can clearly either do something or not. Or maybe, did they wax before, and does that last a long time, or I don't really know, but, you know, like, the girls seem to be wearing their little bikinis a lot, okay, and then the dudes are all growing beards. They're there for like a month and a bit.
Yeah, well, I believe, now this is my hench, they do have personal items with them,
but not,
do they
not? No, they have like luxury items, like a Frisbee or like
Well,
a,
yeah, I know, but I mean, don't they bring anything when they go to the,
I don't know. Well, that's the thing, is that they never say.
It's the machete, then. They're using the machete.
Well, maybe. I'm just curious about things like that, you know? And also, they also rarely ever talk about going poo, but it's pretty swell when they do focus on a guy who's all constipated. Like, wasn't that your wife's ex-art teacher who got all constipated and almost had to leave the show or whatever, or he did or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, he did have to
leave. He couldn't poop?
Yep.
Old Japanese man couldn't poop? That's the worst. Yep. Man, if my dad couldn't poop...
Mr. Kanagai.
Watch out. That's pretty cool that your sister knew a guy who was on the show.
Wife.
Sorry. yeah,
no sister.
No, I was just thinking my dad, and I was thinking
right.
my sister.
Sure.
Yeah, I meant, sorry.
That's hot.
I didn't. no, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, no, but they should increase the prize money on that show, I think, because they go through a lot more shit than, like, someone who goes on who wants to be a millionaire. Like, fuck that. You're getting money for nothing, you know? And also Jeopardy, you know? Jeopardy is the fucking hardest game show ever, and they don't get anything from being on that.
Yeah.
But I guess it's always really educated people going on that show, and they probably make a good wage anyhow, so...
Yeah.
Maybe you don't feel so sorry for them, but...
Even the winners, like, are actually out money because they had to take the day off from work.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I think what they should really do, okay, on Survivor is they should maybe sell ad space on the side to,
as
like...
Tattoos?
To get prize money for, like, second and third prize.
They do have second and third prize money.
And then...
Well, they have second prize money, at least.
Once those coffers are filled for the second and third prize allotment...
It overlaps to third, fourth, and fifth?
No, I think it should either go to pay for the bandwidth or maybe to, like, a comic book resource, a legal fund
thingamajig. Okay, sure.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, they get win $1 million, and then in taxes they get, like, five and a half.
Yeah.
Of 100 is what they take home. And it's like, that's shitty. Don't tell them they can win $1 million and then don't act. Tell them after taxes you will take home $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
And then give them whatever it's going
to
be.
Whatever it takes to yeah. That would
be good. Because that's just kind of shitty. Government's like, oh, I'll take half of that if you don't mind. You made this money
and if you
out
mind.
Of the country. And yeah, it's just kind of shitty because, you know, they win $500,000 for going through physical.
They should get $500,000 in a Swiss bank account.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. But, what are you going to do?
Speaking of Swiss bank account.
Uh-huh.
Something.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
Thanks. No, I did.
Write that one down for later. Let's use that.
Sure.
20 episodes for now.
Yeah. I want to say Switzerland, but it might be. Mm-hmm. What are all the big countries known for their chocolate and nothing else?
Belgium?
And what else?
Those are kind of the main two. I mean, like, yeah. Germany and, like, Bavaria or whatever, but that's kind of...
No,
like...
they're more of their cream. I think it was probably Belgium, but it could have been Switzerland. So, I cannot source the story. But one of them, too. Find out which. John Hill, get on. One of them, too, is printing a... have a celebrate about their chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's an anniversary of like the original chocolatier in the country.
Wow.
The banks are actually printing money in chocolate. Like there's chocolate bars that are actually worth currency that is like recognized countrywide that these chocolates will be accepted as currency for the period of 1 year.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to keep them, you know, not all fucked up.
Well, that's the thing.
So you would have to unwrap it, obviously, to find out? Or
no,
is
no,
it just,
the wrapper is printed with the This Is Money chocolate.
Oh. So you don't have to open it.
Right.
It's not Charlie Chaplin and the McNugget Factory.
No, it's all wrapped and everything, and the wrapped stuff has the denominations printed on it and everything.
Okay.
But if you eat the chocolate, because at the end of the period of 1 year...
Your poop is worth money.
Right. There's the one-year celebration. But then at the end of that 1 year, you can either... you just say, oh, well, this used to be worth money. But you can turn it into the bank, and they'll give you your money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've eaten the chocolate in the meantime, you can return the wrapper for half the money.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a 5 Swiss or Belgian pound franc mark. Note, pound, bank, franc.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Did they say euros, or did they say another kind of money?
I don't know.
Because Switzerland isn't it the one country in the whole place that doesn't use the euro?
All right, then it's them, because they did not say euros.
Because I think they use francs or, no,
Franks?
Marks or, they use hot dogs that are worth money.
Farks?
Yeah, I forget what it is. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, they're the one country in the middle of Europe that is like, no, we're not using the euro. You come here, you gotta use our money. And you're like, fuck off. Now I gotta fucking change shit now.
The chocolate.
Hmm?
You gotta change shit to chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all about it. That's the moral of the story.
So that you buy the chocolate bar,
mm-hmm.
and it is still worth that amount of money. So you can trade it back for money, or what?
Yes. All you gotta do is tote around this chocolate for a year.
But why bother? You already paid the money for the chocolate. If you didn't want to bother with that, why wouldn't you just keep your money?
For the novelty. I mean,
that's stupid.
Well,
that's dumb.
To celebrate,
they should have made a thing. They should have made a thing where it's like,
you think you should make money every on this
third,
somehow?
Every third, no. Every third bar has like a little coupon or some shit in it, mm-hmm. and that's worth
a million chocolates.
I don't something
more chocolate.
Do something like that. Make it more, a little more worthwhile for me. Because I just, why would I bother doing that?
They don't have TV there, dude.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's they got to make their own fun, you know.
Some of the chocolate bars come in the shape of action figures.
Yep. Chocolate DS they got.
It's just you and me playing with Roadblock and Doc.
Bar har har har.
Oh, God.
That's pretty
and
good.
And Frostbite?
Frostbite.
He was the... Was it that... Was he the guy? It was like the... The one, like, snow guy? The Snow Joe who was black?
Oh, yeah. Snow Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, Industrious voice.
But he was Scottish.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There were no black cobras, huh?
No.
Not even any of the officers, Cobra soldiers.
Nobody.
Vipers.
Nothing.
Vipers had short sleeves, you could tell. They were all white. Maybe the snow vipers were.
It's because they're evil.
Maybe some of the eels were. No, the eels had, you could see their eyes.
That's how you know that the Joes were good, because they had...
They had inclusion.
They had the cream of wheat guy, and Aunt Jemima, and, you know...
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
They had Jazz and Blaster.
Yup. They had one of those wooden cigar Indians. They had, Yahoo Apache Sirius.
Apache Chef.
Yeah. So, that's how you knew they were good. The bad guys, no, they were all about honky power.
The bad guys hardly had any animals on their team either, did they?
That's right. And only one woman.
They had a croc and a...
Cobra-ette.
Yes.
She wasn't even really a cobra.
It's true. No, well, they had Zorana, who kind of counted, but...
Right.
No, but why are we talking about
beard?
This is sister.
Uh-huh.
Different, you know. Sister and wives are different.
Yeah.
You taking that call?
No. I've learned my lesson. Thank you, Mr. Esty.
I will not edit that shit out.
I know.
I will not do any more production on this than is necessary.
Yeah, I understand.
Speaking
of G.I. Joe.
Yeah. No, we were not.
No, we
never
were.
Will ever
but
again.
We are. We were.
Okay, fine.
Spencer, pause it for a second, dude. Speaking of G.I. Joe. What did you watch yesterday?
I forget.
On my DS.
Oh.
Transformers.
Yeah.
He watched Transformers on the DS. Didn't play the game.
Right.
How did you manage that?
I
didn't know they were selling Transformers cartoons that you could buy on DS cartridges.
Shut up. Yeah, got the new Min Shell. Worked out great. But what are the two kinds of Transformers?
He says Maximal.
The Autobots and the Decepticons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And Megatron. Okay, he's really nice.
Yeah, I think so.
The leader of the bad guys. He's a really, really nice guy. Real even keel.
The gun. The gun.
No.
Is he a jerk?
Yeah, totally.
So what did you think of the cartoon Transformers? What did you think?
Great.
There we go. What do you think
reviews,
of that?
Reviews, man.
That's right.
That's good stuff. Just goes to show.
Oh. Yeah. He's asking if you can unpause Simpsons game now.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, no, it just goes to show that good shit never goes out of style.
That's right.
And if you show me or anybody fucking Beast Wars, get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Just fuck off. No, it's no good.
Don't want that.
If you grew up with that, you're like, oh, yeah, that was awesome. And then, you know.
Yep.
Then you watch that new, one that was done in Illustrator.
Bow? Oh, that, yeah. Oh, ugh, it just hurts my eyes.
Too many lines.
Yeah,
dude.
Just.
We don't care if it's precise.
No,
you know?
No.
It doesn't matter. You know, we never thought...
Oh, like on the first episode of the Transformers, they got different voices for this and that, just arms disappearing and, you know.
Oh, yeah. And like, you know, when Ironhide turns into a van and his arms just sort of go in his pockets?
Yep.
You know, like he's wearing a kangaroo shirt and he's just sort of does that and sort of falls down and is like, good enough. And like, I don't have to look at that and go, I don't believe that's how he really transformed.
Yeah.
And also because the toy was so shitty to begin with, you actually liked the cartoon better.
Oh, yeah, because the toys don't... They do kind of look a little like robots.
The Ironhide toy and the Ratchet toy were... They were not... We looked this up. I was looking this up on Wikipedia, and then I was talking to Jeff Bent about it when we were talking about Ironhide.
Secret GoBots?
In his story. They were not Transformers originally. They were like some other toy line, which they appropriated, and that's why they don't look like anything.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have... Ironhide doesn't have a head. He has that windshield in the front, and there's supposed to be a little guy who sits in there. So it's supposed to be like a transforming robot that a guy... You know, does like a Veritech or something like that.
Well, I have three of those guys. I don't remember what Transformer I had. I had
Fanbot.
No, I mean I had a Transformer that was a Japanese one that came with three of these little plastic guys with magnetic feet on them. Whatever guy I had was had a lot of magnetic parts. No.
No.
It was, I believe it was a regular car. For some reason, it's disappeared. But the guys, they fit inside the little thing in Optimus's trailer and everything, you know, and fit inside of Optimus's cab, you know?
So those, yeah, and Optimus was another one that was not originally, you know, yeah.
It was one of them, but I don't think I had, I didn't have a Japanese Optimus, but I did have another car.
Well, anyway, my point is that, like,
I'm with
we didn't need it to be precise.
No.
Like, we like it because Ironhide's a cool dude.
Yeah.
And he's a man, and he's tough, and whatever else. Right. I don't really care if he doesn't look perfect
he's
in every frame. It doesn't matter.
He's a truck.
Well, he's a truck now. I'm looking forward to that movie. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I know. I keep saying this. Countdown to Transformers the movie.
Yeah, totally.
I'll see it in a month.
Oh.
It comes out in fucking 1 week, and I'll see it in 8 weeks.
Yep. Well, you don't want to be all crowded and everything.
When I get around to it.
Yeah. You're excited to get around to it.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, that's saying a lot.
Yep.
Spy versus Spy. Excited to be getting around to it since maybe a while ago.
Yeah. Mid-2008.
getting excited to be more sort of excited about something. All right.
Oh, it's my phone
that
again.
That means, you know what that sound means?
Oh.
It's bonus time.
Well, here, I got one little bonus quick thing for you. If we could just tap on this.
Okay.
Just
people are already complaining that shows are too long.
Okay. Well, fuck them. But here's,
no one said that.
Yeah, I bet. Here's what we can talk about tomorrow. On the first episode of Transformers, when they're on Cybertron, yeah.
They're all different kinds of.
Oh, all the junk they transform into, man.
It's so crazy.
Oh, dude, the little cone ships and the little Bumblebee's got all this extra material for wings. And like,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's obviously crappy, but.
But, hey, it's Duder found no fault with it, man. No fault at all.
It's later on that they do the story of Orion Pax and all that, right?
Yes.
And the girl Transformers? Which we never heard about.
Yes.
They were like, they left the girl ones at home.
Yeah. Baroness.
Elita 1 or whatever, and yeah. Madgebot and
Madgebot,
fucking Ragatron.
All right.
Okay. Well,
case closed.
Send in your extra Transformers to us for to play with.
Yeah.
For to play with. Betwixt mine fingers, thine will rotate.
Transformulate. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what Champ's favorite dinosaur is?
No.
It's a Stegosaurus.
And his favorite ingredient in Diet Coke is aspartame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And his favorite unit of
kind of
measurement
airplane, and then is the by
penis. Good one, dude.
All right.
All right.